Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Social media to the papers, crime is all around, comes without a sound, threatens our lives, and leaves us in fear. Day after day, women are abused, raped and misused, left in pain and shame. Things will stay the same, unless we make a change. So let us stand against Memesa, Memesa. Let it out with a shout. Memesa, Memesa. Let it out with a shout. To women everywhere, don't you be afraid. Stand for what is right. Don't give up the fight. You don't have to go through it all alone. Memesa, let it out. Day after day, women abused, raped and misused, left in pain and shame. Things will stay the same unless we make a change. So let us stand against Memesa, Memesa. Let it out with a shout. Memesa, Memesa. Let it out. Day after day, women abused, raped and misused, left in pain and shame. Things will stay the same unless we make a change. So let us end again.
Wow, King D Music, another podcast exclusive.
Memesa.
Wow.
Memesa.
That one goes out to all the ladies. That was for you, Ghost Lady.
It's beautiful.
Because it's Women's Day today.
Yeah. Yes.
So we planned this something special for you and all the beautiful ladies out there.
Yes.
All our beautiful female chillers.
Yes. Oh.
Yes.
And we this love song you and can just be enjoyed you. By all women and all men.
Yeah. Wow. I saw you smiling there.
I loved it.
You look like you want to take him home.
Don't call him King T for nothing.
What's happening, King T?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Good, man. Thank you so much, man. Beautiful song.
Thank you so much.
Yo. Amazing song.
Yeah, amazing
what,
song.
What inspired that song? Obviously, there's a lot going on in the country.
Yeah. I think... For me, I just felt like, you know, as a creative, yes, we do have, like, you know, a lot of all these songs, you know, speaking against, you know, gender-based violence and, you know, just, you know, supporting women, you know, also in, you know, speaking out about, you know, the abuse, you know, that they go through, whether it's at work or at home, wherever. But, you know, I predominantly do like, you know, Christian content, you know, Christian songs and all that stuff. So I just feel like in my space, there are not a lot of men doing that, especially in the church, because, you know, you hear about, you know, all this, you know, things happening in the church and, you know, just being hidden a bit and then until it comes out and then now it's like a big, you know, court case and all this stuff. Oh, no. So like, I just thought, you know, as a person who's really like, you know, involved in that space, I should be able, like, you know, we should be able to talk about these things, you know.
Shout out to you, man. King D Music. I actually got a song that I'm doing with King D.
Oh, dope.
My new smash hit.
Oh, dope.
So you're going Christian now,
hey? Bring it on.
But you know, King D, after the song, you can't mess up with the women, eh? Otherwise, they'll drag you, bro.
Yeah, of course. I mean, definitely. I mean, it's a standard. It's a standard, bro.
You have to protect them.
Where can people check out your music? He's a chiller, by the way.
Oh,
yeah.
He's a chiller. Yeah, so people can check out my music, King D Music, one word. That's on Spotify, Apple Music, and also I've got a YouTube channel where you can subscribe, you know, check out the music videos and just, you know, enjoy the content.
What was the name of this track?
It's called Memeza, Let It Out.
Awesome. Round of applause from King D Music.
Oh,
King D.
Kezo. And very many ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a podcast and chill.
We are back.
Begali Peke.
Begali Peke.
Kichile Kichile. Oh shit, before we start, guys, I gotta say big shout out to Jeep. They're sponsoring the show today.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing, man. Because I was doing a webinar during the week.
I remember.
Actually, the topic that you guys were talking about there.
Hey, sorry, what?
I'm just saying, what were you guys discussing there?
Yeah, so we had a webinar with like media agencies and advertisers. Because like the podcast space is new in this country and they're trying to see how they can infiltrate, how they can advertise, how can they be a part of this movement. Yeah. So it's great to see like a big brand like Jeep support us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's bigger than us, bro.
It's bigger than us, dude.
You know?
Yeah.
The more brands we get like this, the more it grows the industry as a whole.
That's what we are concerned, you know, the industry. Hence, we even collaborated the last time with Tabang from Dojo, you know.
Yeah.
Bigger than us. It's about the industry and growing it. The more, the merrier.
Yeah. So big shout out to Jeep. Where's the Vuvuzela?
We need a Vuvuzela.
That's right, man. Vuvuzela. Jeepy!
Yo, COVID.
Oh, yeah.
COVID. I should have just blown it.
But anyway, they got a cool online store that just launched. It is called jeepapparel.co.za. You can get some cool merch from there.
Oh,
like
dope.
These caps that we have here. The shirt
I'm wearing.
50% off right now.
Whoa. Right now.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Yeah, for everybody. So I'll put the website in the link description.
Yeah.
And make sure you check out some Jeep merch and get yourself and cop yourself something for your lady.
Yeah.
Since it's Women's Month.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's something for the ladies. Yeah. I mean, they've got everything. They've got like, I know they've got jackets. I like their jackets. I've seen
their
jackets.
They've got bags as
bags
as well.
Yeah. Bag.
Anyway, fuck, man. What do you guys want to start, guys?
Oh,
yo, so much happened.
Yo, it's too much.
The week was crazy.
Should we start with Georgia Smith?
We can do that. Yeah, let's start with that, actually.
Let's start with Georgia Smith. Let me read what happened this week. Okay, so this is what happens. Georgia Smith, where is it? So she dropped a track.
Yeah.
During the week.
Okay.
And it's called, one of her hashtags was, I'm a piano to the world.
That caption, I remember the tweet.
Yes. And then people started saying that it's very similar to Heavy K's song, When.
Yeah.
The drums, very much so. Just slow down.
Yeah. And then there was a whole big hoopty-ha about that. People thinking like, you know, Americans are taking our sound, blah, blah, blah. What did you think about that, bro?
I remember Devon Gogo. I mean, she articulates herself very well, and she was saying that Americans, or the world, rather, will take our sound and leave the pioneers of the actual sound without anything. Soon we'll be hearing a Drake, for example, hopping onto Amapiano without actually featuring a Dem Tuda or getting a song from a Kabza, etc. My thing is, but we've been doing that. Haven't we been doing that with their sound?
100%. Just their sound, bro.
Just their sound alone.
We look like them. We sound like them.
Thank you. For example, Casper's song, Siyathandana. You're right. The melody of the vocal, it's from World Hold On.
Yes.
What's your future?
Yes.
Na, 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 na.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If that guy didn't came out and said, hey, that's my melody, how come you didn't acknowledge me to the point of featuring me on the song?
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
It's a problem. And there's also, my thing is, there's also another huge Mapiano song right now in Africa. I think it's from Mozambique.
Mm.
I don't know if you know the song. Oh, man.
I know the song you're talking about.
Thingy used it now, in one of her fleets. Not fleets. One of her reels. Tumejana, Tebogo.
Yeah.
That song's huge, like super huge. But I don't hear, South African guys didn't go, oh, yeah, how come they're not featuring a Mapiano guy from this side? How come they, you know what I mean? They were being left out. But now
Let's
when
call
it's
Levy
someone.
K.
Yes, actually.
Let's call Levy K. Yeah.
But now when it's someone from, not from Africa, it's a problem. But I mean, it's music, bro. Like,
bro?
It's, and here's the thing, right?
You can't own a genre, man.
No, you can't. You can't. Like, if there's a knockoff of a Jeep, for example, and it's parked here, but till the real Jeep arrives, then you'll see. Yeah. So, even that George Smith song.
Heavy Kusta.
Oh, next G.
What's happening, brother man?
Kusta!
I'm grand.
Super chilling, dog. Ghost Ladies here, Sol is here, you're live on the podcast. We wanted to talk about this George Smith thing that was happening on Twitter, man. Yeah. What's your take on it?
To be honest, McGene, first of all, I want to explain something to people. You know, sampling is totally accepted, you know, and it just needs to be done correctly, you know, in the right way, you know, and copying from someone also in a way, you know, it's a bad thing, but it's not really a bad thing, you know, as long as you do it the right way, you know, because this whole issue, if let's say I take a beat of someone or whatever, or the rhythm, you know, and then I redo it, you know, the goal is for the people not to pick it up, or even the original composer not to pick it up, you understand?
Mm.
But once you sample something from someone, or you copy something, or you redo it in your own way, and then it still gives people, you know, the specific song that you sampled, and people are like, no, this sounds like Easy to Love being slowed down. Then you have a problem, because now it means in the ear, you understand me, and even you listen to the elements, the rhythm, you know, the arrangement, everything, to people and me personally, it feels like Easy to Love, you know.
But that's been happening for forever, EVK. People chop people's sounds all the time, bro.
Mm. Yeah. So yeah, I understand that. But my point is, there's so many songs that they've been out. You understand me? That maybe omnye uchope omunye okanye whatever. Mara, it's two different things now when people say, this song sounds like Ingoma Kabani. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say, you know, because when it sounds like someone's song, you understand me, then that's where it starts, you know, being more of an issue. And then you as the original composer, all you have to do is to kind of like write down and break it down and break everything down that you feel like it's the same as your song and what was copied and all of that. Because in the day, actually, if the copyright thing was, it's there for a reason, bro. You know, so no matter people have been sampling or chopping and all of that, it's up to them for them to let it slide or let it go. You know, matter if when are you personally, you feel like this rhythm was taken from a song or copied from a song and it's so loud and clear that it is, then you can prove it, and then you stand a chance, you know, for you know, a court case or to sue, you know, or obviously being able to be given a composition percentage as well. You understand
okay.
me?
And where do you stand? Because one of the hashtags on that tweet was Amapiano to the world, right? So where do you stand with other producers from all over the world embracing the sound that we started and making it theirs? Do you think that's right? Or do you think we should be the only ones making Amapiano?
Yeah, it's difficult to say, man, when we have our own South African artists sounding American, you know, and kind of like adapting other people's sounds, you know, because to be honest, me, what, I love South African hip hop, but there is why I'm not really like a diehard of South African hip hop instead of the personalities, you know. I kind of like the guys, the cool guys, they're pushing their thing. I respect their hustles, matter. For me, the stuff that is difficult because it's kind of like, for me, I know that this sound, you know, it's not originally from South Africa. You know, it's from the other parts of the world. You understand?
And so they say nothing.
As in South Africans, I feel like we honestly like the last people, you know, to complain about when our sound is being done outside. But I'll tell you what I support about this whole thing about amapiano. I feel like amapiano is one of the greatest sounds that we actually, like, we kind of came with, you know. It's original, it represents us, it represents our culture, you know. And for me as well, I feel like we should be the forefront of the sound, you understand? Because at the end of the day, much as a South African artist do trap music, you know, and all these hip-hop songs that kind of, like, feel like they're from America, Mara, we all know the people who are in the forefront. We know that if you want the best hip hop, you understand, if you want the best hip hop market, yeah, but talking about everything else, if you think about who has the biggest hip hop artist in the world, they're from America, which is, that's their sound.
Yeah.
You understand? So for me, I feel like South Africans, they were not really fighting, they were not really mad about the fact that someone from a different country made amapiano, you understand? I feel like they were more upset that when there's a major artist, you know, involved into the making amapiano, and then when that artist launches the song, there is no South African act, you know, or South African artist that is being featured, which means I feel like I support South Africans. I stand behind South Africans too when it comes to that specific point. But to be honest, it's really unfair to tell any producer in any part of the world not to produce, because
in the same light, Heavy K, last year you came out with a track called Uyeke, and you sampled Phil Collins. Yes. It was one of the biggest songs in the country, but his name was not there or anything like that. So why must it be the other way when it's our songs now? Because Phil Collins, he wasn't even in your video.
No. So for me, no, I don't want you guys to agree over something that is not there, because you are bringing up something that is very different with what you are saying.
Yeah.
I was not apologetic about me sampling Phil Collins, and I spoke to the right people. If you remember what I first said to you, I said sampling is very allowed.
Okay.
You understand me? I still still make money, you know, from, because there's a Nigerian guy that actually samples in there, you understand me? And
I got, exactly.
And at some point, their manager reached out to us, they were willing to pay, you understand, for that. Then I allowed it. I have no problem, but it must be done correctly. So with me, sampling Phil Collins, it's not a secret, bro. You know, it's not me going on Twitter and then when people are like, this sounds like Phil Collins.
You
understand me? And I'm like, this is not Phil Collins. Yeah, but this is whatever. You understand me? But when it's done correctly, there's nothing wrong, which is with this song. All people were saying that you guys contact Heavy K, you know, rather for him to do the beats or acknowledge the fact that the song sounds like Heavy K.
Heavy K, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. And all the best. Get yours, man. Get yours. I understand what you're saying now.
Yeah, man.
All right. Thank you so much, Heavy K.
Sure, Kusta.
No, and when I take the coins, man, you must invite me to the show, you know?
Anytime. You know your family. Your family. You can come back any single time, bro. But I totally understand what he's saying, because the same thing pretty much happened with the Cisco song, the Thong song.
What happened with who? The Thong song?
So with the song Thong song, there's a part, but it's lyrics. So I don't know if it's the same with beats.
Yeah.
But there's a lyric in the song that belonged to another song.
Okay.
The Living La Vida Loca.
That's Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin. So because they used that lyric without getting approval from Ricky Martin.
Lyric?
Yeah. Wow. They owned Living La Vida Loca.
Are you serious?
So the Thong song, till this day, Ricky Martin gets 30%.
30%
for that line. Living La Vida. He makes more money than Cisco.
He makes...
So, but he trademarked that line.
I don't think he trademarked it, but when they went to court, they were able to substantiate that this sounds like this.
Okay.
But there are so many lyrics, dog.
But that's how when it comes is. To...
Because I wanted to ask Heavy.
He answered me. Even Mdu suing Focalistic.
Mdu.
Tiki Tiki Yo.
Yeah, Tiki Tiki Yo.
Yo, yo, yo. Tiki Tiki Yo.
Hey.
Mdu. Yes. Come on, Mdu's a grootmane, bro. He must let Foka do. I mean, Foka is paying homage.
Yeah.
Though he's paying homage. I mean, but he didn't Duncan did. Tiki Tiki Yo. Duncan also did it.
Yeah, but he didn't get. Duncan is not in Nigeria.
Yeah, you see, that's the problem.
Earning dollars.
That's exactly how I feel.
Where the money is at.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Because I'm too sorry. Yes. The song is big now. Hey, no, let me get mine.
That's double standards. That's how I feel about if SA artists see African artists doing my piano, it's easy. But if a UK or American artist, it's not a problem.
It's a problem.
My only problem is, right, with Georgia Smith, don't call this my piano because that song is not my piano. Right? Don't dilute or misrepresent the genre, because now a German producer will say, oh, that's my piano, I can do that. Then they start calling it my piano when it's actually Heavy K's 2010 sound.
Yeah.
That's my only issue. Because,
yeah.
I mean, Cass here, about Casper, they do drill, that Pop Smoke sound, right? And what's the guy? He did the beat, local guy, you know what I mean? And I don't think the drill guys have a problem because it still sounds like drill.
Yeah.
So just the foreign guys or anybody else, even local guys, if you're going to do my piano, it should be actually my piano.
And what does I'm a piano to the world mean? Does it mean people must listen it in the world, but they can't produce it? Only we can produce it.
Yes, because that's the slogan, Agiri, we're exporting it. What does it mean to export a sound?
Yeah.
Does it mean that it needs to be manufactured here, like literally with exports? Or does it mean we are introducing a sound that, I mean, because a producer just needs to hear a song to remake it. So what does it mean?
And isn't what's this line, man? The greatest way to, what's this line, man?
The greatest form of flattery is copying.
Yeah.
Something like that. I've paraphrased it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's literally saying, oh, big up, you guys are doing this.
Yeah.
And I was saying earlier on, right? They can try, but if a Mtuda pulls up or a Gamza pulls up and Calvin Harris plays his my piano song,
it's late.
Gamza plays his song, people will hear that this is the real deal, the original.
It reminds me of soccer. You know, soccer started in the UK.
Football.
Okay. Yeah, football.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the Brazilians mastered it.
Yes.
So what are you saying? That no one outside of Britain or the UK can play soccer?
Exactly, no. Right?
But what if from global... this perspective?
Oh, guys? They want to be the FIFA of my piano. They want to make the rules.
Oh, yes. At the forefront.
Yes. You see. That.
Who now?
Yeah.
The soccer.
The local Mapiano. The local. Mapiano founder. Oh, okay. South African Mapiano.
Oh, artists. They want to be FIFA.
They want to be the FIFA, you see.
You can have it, Mara. We must be in control.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You but know, isn't
but
that
it
fair,
doesn't
though?
Work like that.
Hey?
Isn't that fair, though?
No, music
no,
no,
it's,
but
not.
I'm just saying,
it's not.
If you're looking from this perspective,
okay.
Whereas, you know, African artists have been exploited. You see, things that, like, people will be influenced by African artists, like the Americans or overseas guys, and then they do something, whereas it's like, just acknowledge where you got that from. Whether it could be design, it could be fashion, it could be anything. It's like, as Africans, can we also be acknowledged instead of they make taking something and make it seem like it's theirs? I think.
And when hip hop stars do the same, do they acknowledge?
Cause
who they're biting?
No. No, but because it's bigger, they're already in a bigger platform, they've got the. You know, you've got the
so you
eyes.
Say acknowledge, so it filters down to us.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. That's fine. But I heard, I mean, some people demanding that an SA Mapiano producer should be behind. Like, if Drake is going to drop a Mapiano album, there should be at least some SA producers. That's what they are saying.
Which is nonsense.
Even if Drake can do the whole album and still acknowledge, shout out to Mapiano movement from South
Africa.
Yeah,
but Mtuda must be a part
South
of
Africa,
that.
Can't we demand that, no, Drake must feature
in
a Mapiano producer? Why not?
They don't
guys
do that.
Guys are making drill songs and they're not featuring. Casper's song, Dog Shebeleza, that sound is Lex Luger, right?
Yeah.
The guy who did Larry Hoover, Big Me.
Was in
but
the studio.
He was not in the studio.
No.
Not even acknowledged. But the beat is literally a Lex Luger kind of beat. And you can hear. Let's not have double standards. It's music. I know that we're a small country, we're a small industry. I know.
Yeah.
And it would be an honorable thing if Drake did feature. It would be a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But is it a must?
Mm.
Is it? You see, it would be an amazing gesture, bruh.
Mm.
Definitely. And we would appreciate
it. So
it
would be a good gesture.
It would be an amazing gesture. But
the chances of it happening...
I mean, they're high. They're high. Let's be honest. He did work with Black Coffee. If Drake, for example, says, yo, I'm sending you this song, tell me what you think, since you're a South African DJ and you're my friend,
mm-hmm.
right? And he hears it and is like, dude, this is great, but trust me, there's a kid who can polish it up from South Africa. Link up with him. Send the sample, the separates to him. They don't even need to meet, right? That would be amazing. But we can't say no, you can't drop it if there's no South African.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was chilling with my 2000s this past weekend.
Damn, we're vaccinating already. And what happened?
They were telling me how hard it is to get laid now, especially if you're broke. Like, it's a pandemic, bro. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, what?
In urban areas, it is.
For real.
Unless you find someone who really loves you.
Yeah.
But in urban areas, it is.
So money talks now.
Money talks.
Because it wasn't like that back in our times, bro.
Nah, back in our times, I was not having sex. But you're right, it wasn't like that.
Hey, Mesh, when last did you get laid, bro? Yeah? Hey, Mesh, talk to us. There's the mic there. He's got a mic right there. How hard is it to get laid as a 2000, Mesh?
I'm not a 2000, first of all.
You are, man. You are 2000 what?
96.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm
Dada, man. I'm Dada.
Yeah, same thing. Ne?
Yeah, round it off. Yeah,
it's not, hard to get laid if you are married like me.
Ah.
Oh. Pop out.
Good answer.
Pop
hey.
Out. What a
good answer. Hey.
Now, okay, they will give us the answers. When last did you get laid now?
I can answer that.
Come, why? Grab a mic there. We've got 2000s here. We must ask them.
I'm not a 2000 as well. But I can answer what to, is it hard or not?
Yeah.
Well, it depends, you know. Like the guys that you're chilling with.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's standards. If you're a guy and then you think you will get a girl because of money, then it's in your mind. It's going to be like that.
When last did you get laid?
I can't answer that, right? But that's my view on it.
What's up with this crew, guys? You guys don't screw? What kind of crew is this? Crew that doesn't screw.
Tato, come here, Tato. Ah, come, Tato.
Oh, guys.
Tato looks like he screwed someone.
Come
last
on,
week.
Meligant Media.
Yeah.
It should be Dry Gents Media, man. Come on. Hey, you ain't getting ass at your young, ripe age.
Bro!
You're in your sexual prime.
You know what I mean?
But he made a point, or I think I got a point from what he was saying. Sometimes oaks want a certain level of honey.
Okay.
That they are not appealing to that certain level of honey. Right? Because let's be honest.
Yes.
If you're trying to smash,
you'll
get ass, a lot of ass.
Yeah.
But if you want an Insta,
Creme de la creme.
Yeah. You know, Teboho Tobejani is of this world.
We interviewed her wish, she's way over a league.
Yeah. Wait, aye, dog. We're not in Mvela. What are we? We're playing up for Queen. We're playing in Davidson. We score goals. We're looking for honeys. Also, like, mama, my God. That's the league we're playing at. These people at the fucking F&B stadium covered stadiums in Tokyo. Okay, so it's that, I think. That disconnect.
Okay, would you let your daughter date a broke nigga or a rich guy, but is gonna treat her trash?
I'd let her date the one she loves the most. Honestly. And if it's the broke guy, I'll be here, right? To support her even financially. But yeah. The one who she loves. I'd never let my daughter date for material things, bro.
Never.
I'd never prostitute my daughter. And also, I'm not glorifying broke and poverty, right? But I'd let her date whoever she loves. If she's in love with the rich guy, it's fine. You know what I mean? But the broke guy also, come on, must pull up
so
the socks.
So it's a standard thing, ne?
Yeah.
It's just the standards.
What would you do, Ghost Lady? Would you let your daughter date a broke nigga or a rich nigga?
That's the thing. It will have to teaching your child that, and plus, remember, broke is what you think is broke.
It's subjective.
Yeah, it's subjective. So it's,
Really, is it? It's either you have money or you don't.
To Teboho Thobejane, a guy who earns 100K a month, maybe, okay. He's not worthy of calling daddy.
But to Ghost Lady, he's
oh,
he's
that's cool. that's a rich man.
Exactly, exactly. So it is some. Look, we all know there's, you know, there's the bread line, right?
Yeah, bon.
Under that, obviously, you're in poverty.
Yes.
Right? And above that, it's subjective.
Whatever you can do, whatever you can afford, and he can also afford for himself, that's good.
Yeah, but you've dated a broke nigger.
I always dated broke niggers. That was my life.
Yeah,
it's okay. Well,
yeah, JR was broke when you made him. Makes sense. No, yes. But I agree with you, Soul Dog. Whoever she loves, man,
whoever
as long as she's happy at the end of the day, that matters.
That's all that matters. Dating for money.
Yeah.
Nah, come on. And that's the sad part about this whole thing with Somizi and Mohale. People are like, he was dating for money. But when you listen to the interview, he actually liked the guy. He actually loved Somizi.
And even now, remember what he even said, that he's only just wants his car.
There were statements, the release statements, both of them.
Yeah.
Did you see the statements, so?
I didn't see the statements, but I did check out the interview he did with Legend. It was leaked.
I could only listen for like 5 minutes. How was the rest of the interview?
Yo, bro, it really to me sounds like a typical situation of a rich guy dating a not so rich partner in this instant, and he's controlling. And it sounded, I mean, apart from the physical abuse that he alleges, right? But even financial abuse, because he says he never got money from Somizi at all. And Somizi didn't want him to work.
Mm.
Somizi said, you can't work. The one time, he literally sneaked out to Durban.
Wow.
He told him he's going to Durban for something else, but he was going there for an NSFS deal.
Hectic.
Then when he came back, that was when that incident happened apparently.
Oh.
He got hit. He said he broke ribs.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it sounds to me like that. That was the dynamic. And it's unfair. You can't expect someone not to work and you're rich and you don't give them money.
Mm.
All the things Mohale has and all the things he experienced, it was when he was with Somizi. So all the clothes he had, it wasn't like, here's 100K, go spoil yourself. Because it sounded like Somizi feared that he may go around and cheat. For example, Somizi did not want him to talk to people in clubs, certain people.
Sure.
He'd say, you can't talk to these people. Why are you with these
people?
But the one time, Somizi in a club, for 20 minutes, he was talking to his ex.
Hey.
In the car, Mohale's like, why are you talking to your ex? And he was like, we're just, you know this person. We're just talking about whatever. And then in the same breath, he was on his phone, Mohale, and Somizi was like, who's that?
You're busy cheating.
And then he said, yeah, you're busy cheating. He's like, here's the phone. And he was like, nah, it's cool. Then when they get to the house, Somizi calls Titi.
An altercation started.
Titi Mba, obviously, because he ain't trying to call titties. And then, he said, hey, this one, young Febela. So it really, I see the alleged abuse, but it sounded emotionally abusive, bro. And it happens with rich guys who date or marry women who don't have much. And how many women do we know who've moved back to the hood who have nothing to show for dating this rich husband or marrying this rich guy, and now they're divorced, and she comes back with just nice clothes and a car?
Yeah, and she was told the same thing. You can't do shit.
Thank you, because you're not being given money. You can't even take money and save
for
a rainy
day. Or you've not even empowered yourself. You know?
You can't empower yourself because now you're told be a housewife or be a house partner. Don't work. And the reason why he wants his car back, it's because Somizi bumped his car. So the one time he was leaving, Somizi followed him and then bumped
it
him
was
off the
that
road.
Time after the whole call to Titi Mba.
He left,
and then he was driving after him.
He was driving after him, following him, and then he bumped him. But for a change, he didn't hit him from the back. he.
Which one? This one.
What did I say?
I'm trying a move.
Oh,
shit.
I'm slow, man. and he bumped him off the road. That's why his car is messed up. So he just wants new car and his clothes, because they did not have a contract when they married. But customary law apparently says that they married in community if they didn't sign or stipulate specifically that what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine, even after a divorce.
That's when I said that customary marriage also, if you guys, in the event that you guys separate,
By default,
you get half-half
of property.
I've got both statements here, but they're a bit long, man. I think I can't read all of it. I'll read like the last part.
Okay. Yeah.
This is some easy. What is incredibly painful is that a person whose income is reliant on their reputation and public image, this campaign to smear my reputation has the potential to result in loss of income. I have already taken leave from my places of employment in order to focus on this process. This wouldn't have had to happen if I wasn't being accused of things I didn't do. Mm. In as far as the divorce itself is concerned, my only aim is to have finalized fairly and reasonably. I am taking what was said on record by my estranged husband very seriously, and my legal team is taking steps to address those allegations through the process afforded to us by the law. For now, this is as much as I am comfortable with saying to address all these issues. Please allow us the space and privacy to deal with what should be a very private matter. Thank you for taking time to read this, Sumizim Tlongo.
So he denies everything. Of course he's going to deny. No one who's ever been accused of abuse has come out and said, I concede.
And I found very surprising is that Sumizi's always got something to say about everything.
Mm.
Like, he's always going live saying his two cents about whatever's happening.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden...
nothing.
You know?
Silence.
And it's fucking hate celebrities when they say, like, please respect our privacy. Dude.
You married on TV. Bro, you married on TV.
You had this nigga everywhere you went. Every show. Like, they even had a reality show.
Yeah.
Dude. Now it must be private.
And even included people in the sex.
You know what I mean?
Ish. In Amsterdam.
You know what I mean? Like, I hate it when people, like, celebrities do the whole public thing to make
when
money.
When things are rosy.
Yeah.
When and things
when
are rosy.
The fan, it's like, hey, respect our private space.
And obviously, and it's just always to show. It just shows you that we'll show you the good things, the rosy things, you know. But we're not showing you what's happening behind closed doors.
Mm.
Or you'll not know. Mm. And then when everything is a mess and things come out, now we want our privacy.
Mm. Doesn't work like that, bro. It's out in the open now. You know what I mean?
So Somizi has lost, not necessarily lost, but he's no longer on Metro.
Yeah, no longer on Metro.
And he's no longer
No longer Idol's judge for now.
For now.
We know how it ends, bro. Yeah. That thing, you know, till the whole issue is resolved.
Like, imagine.
But yeah, but I mean...
Because obviously his income now is pink.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, hey, man, do you think a whole Muhale would come out and make this stuff up? You know,
I think, you know, there's a very,
come and do that?
There's also, you know, some things, I don't know, when people are, I guess, blinded by love, and maybe some things are said in love of, no, don't work, you know, because I think these conversations happen as if it's like the norm. Like, you know, I'll take care of you, don't work, don't do this, don't that, I don't want you to come back home late. And maybe you agree. And then when it happens now, it becomes a whole other thing, and it becomes abusive to a,
Okay, so this is Mohale's statement. Uh-huh. I've been blessed to have the support of family and friends, and more especially from members of the public, while I go through this trying time in my life. To this end, I reserve my right to privacy and no comment further beyond the clarity provided within here. I wish to quietly conclude the dissolution of my marriage, which is now being handled legally, and further reserve my right to comment. My focus right now is on my livelihood. Sure.
Basically, that statement from Mohale, I felt like I said what I said, you know.
Yeah.
And shout out to Mohale, man. If this really, I mean, these horrible, horrific things happened to him, he managed to step out, you know, and leave. Because some people will remain in there because they want to live this lavish lifestyle at all cost.
Mm.
And the thing is with Mohale, if he knew this, right, he could have released this long time ago and made money even, like gone on podcast and speak about it, like even do a whole press release and a whole PR tour.
Exactly. Mm.
But apparently someone leaked this shit. So meaning he didn't want it to come out, right?
Yeah.
Because it's an interview, I mean, like with the producer for the show, right?
Legend Manuel, definitely. Because it sounded like there was just two of them in the room.
There's just two of them
talking. And someone was recording this with their phone, definitely.
So what does Legend gain from leaking this?
I don't know. What do they both gain? What if the leak was orchestrated by both? Because someone in that room leaked it. Unless Legend sent it to someone who he works with. Because he probably just recorded it so that he can, with a recorder, so he can go back when he's brainstorming. Because it sounded like they're working on some show.
Yeah.
Unless he sent it to someone and someone in his team leaked it. Or maybe the, you see, that's the thing with leaks, right? Sometimes they're orchestrated. We don't know.
We don't know.
But when I read Sumizi's statement, it sounds like my bag. It sounds like something that he's doing for damage control.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, when celebs fuck up and they need to release
it's
statement.
A PR statement, yeah.
For so they can secure their bags.
And talk to their
sponsors. Sounds like that. Because he's talking about, I'm losing my bag, blah, blah, blah. Whereas Muhal is
my
like,
reputation.
Yo, this has happened. I want to deal with it privately. Mm. Please respect me. And
thank
you know,
you.
I said what I said.
Thank yeah.
you. Nothing about bags.
My reputation.
Nothing about
I'm
reputation.
I'm making a living off of my reputation and whatnot. Then just treat your husband nice then, you know, because one day you may divorce and he may spill the beans.
Mm. I was thinking about that, eh?
Which is exactly what he's doing.
Mm. What were you thinking about?
No, that thing of like, hey, you know, in our relationships, you must be treating your other spouse very, you know,
just treat your person nice. Then your reputation will be intact.
Won't
even
never
when,
be
unless
damaged.
They decide to go and lie. Which is essentially what Sumizi is saying. He's saying that Muhal is out here lying about him, what is it, wielding a knife. He's lying about him beating up this guy and breaking his ribs. He's lying about the emotional abuse that this guy suffered at his hands. Sumizi is essentially saying all of that the guy is lying. Because this is what the guy said in that interview. Mm. And he's saying he's lying. Mm.
Guys, if your partner were to come out now, and say something, like, what would it be? If they said something that would be like, that could be damaging to my reputation.
Sure.
Nah, man.
Yes, sis.
I mean, I'm not
Where
perfect.
Do I start?
I came back at 11 yesterday.
Yay.
Which is, I'm glad you raised that up, because I found it very hypocritical, ne, for an establishment like the SABC, right, to release Sumizi because of his foul things that he did on his personal space.
Because
it's nothing that he did with his job. They hired him to do a job. Mm-hmm. Now he did some fucked up shit in his personal life. How does it interfere with his job? And also, these same people are the same people who do worse
probably exactly.
stuff than him. These are the people that are at fucking hockey club, you know, doing crazy shit.
Ah, come on, that's just rumors. That's just urban legends. There's no proof of the hockey club. Like, no one came out.
It's ours.
Okay, who from the SAPC?
We don't know. We can, okay, look what that guy was doing to Pearl Mudiyadi. Why isn't he being fired?
Tony Soglo left. I think he left Metro FM.
Oh, did he leave?
Yeah, I heard. Like, he's no longer a program man. Is he? Please Google Tony Soglo leaves Metro.
Okay.
But I believe he did. Okay, I get you. Now, you see, that is something that there's proof. There was an accusation made. And if it's still there, then that's a double standard. A huge double standard.
Because if you're nobody, like you work in a company, like, you know, SAPC, you are just the cameraman, and you're doing some. You are cheating on your girlfriend, and yes, there's some whatever between you and your friends and whatever. Like, it's just you don't lose your job,
true.
But now if you are there behind the mic, you lose your job because you're cheating.
Exactly, you see.
Katlego, my boy.
You see. So the whole thing is, did SAPC let go of Sumizi because of what he did, or because of public pressure?
No, he didn't leave.
He didn't
leave. He's still there, yeah. Tony's still there.
You see, because nobody knows that he's there, right? We hear of the story, but we can't now check if he's still employed. Unlike with Sumizi, when people wake up in the morning and listen to the radio, he's still there. So what I'm saying is, it was probably because of public pressure that they had to suspend him or whatever. Unlike,
but which pressure?
What do you mean? People were tweeting every time Ask a Man or whoever would tweet, hey, Ask a Man.
No, they
wanted
him canceled.
The
yeah, they wanted
to tweet. And be like, why is this guy still there? Fresh lost his job. Yes, it's not at the SABC because of accusations. Mm. Why is this guy still there? They were happening. And even on calls, people, you know what I mean? So it becomes difficult to work. And I think maybe that's why. But
so are we moving into a time where, as a celebrity, you have to be clean.
Yeah, you must have no faults.
No skeletons.
Everybody.
Because every single person, celebrity or not, has skeletons. We're not perfect.
Yeah, true, but it depends what skeletons are, right? Like, I think cheating is not a skeleton big enough to fire someone.
Yeah.
But abuse, but hitting someone.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're violating someone. That's assault. Mm. Now, that's a skeleton. Like, okay, bro.
Yeah.
You,
no, definitely.
You literally broke the law, right? That's yes. That's different. I think that's different. Like, for example, if Thabo, you know what I mean? Thabo Small from Black Motion. He can't be released, you know, because he was screwing Zota while he was single.
Yeah.
You know, from his job. Do you get me? So
he wasn't screwing Naja. Naja. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Oksalayo.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so like to me, it's that. You can't, we do live in an age where if you're a celebrity and you're accused of a crime, you will, chances are you will lose your job pending investigation. But not just for anything. If I was caught.
Bro, look at it top level. Look at it top level, right? Mm. SABC, all those guys there at the top. Mm. What do you think they do when the lights are off?
That's what I said. They release Somizi because of public pressure.
No, I'm saying.
We don't know what those guys do.
But we know, bro. That's how Jeffrey Epstein come about. We know what those fuckers get up to, bro. They do worse shit.
But we don't. But. Like what? Yes.
Were you there?
Okay, what? Yeah, were you there, bro? Like, you're just speculating. This is speculative.
I'm not, dog. How many misters have had allegations of sleeping with young girls?
Couch casting.
And stuff like that.
No.
You know what I mean? The people at a hockey club are important people. It's ministers, people of big businesses. But nothing ever happens to them. And they're the ones who are firing your Somizis, your... My boy, it's hypocritical.
It is, bro. Everybody,
because you know, if I'm being fired for my personal,
but hold on, but don't classify Somizi with Katlehoma boy. It's two different things.
True. Okay, yeah. Cool.
One
cool.
Cheated. The other one is accused of breaking his husband's ribs.
Mm.
Yeah. Dog. Yeah. The other one just broke his wife's heart.
100%. Yeah.
Which is still very painful.
At a personal level, but at a professional level.
It's an abusive. It's also a form of abuse. Actually, they've said. Cheating is a form of abuse.
Cheating.
Yes.
It is emotional
Yes, it's an emotional abuse.
But
cheating is an emotional abuse.
So are you entering a realm where you're saying cheaters should lose their jobs because they've emotionally abused their wives?
Hmm.
How many people cheat? We're not going to have jobs, guys.
Yes.
We're not going to have jobs.
We're not going to have jobs.
Let's close down this podcast.
Hey. In the duration of this podcast, I have never cheated. In the duration of this podcast, I have never cheated.
So you're safe. You're not getting fired anytime soon.
I'm not getting fired anytime soon. Not for cheating.
No, I thought you'd be saying the same thing, MacGyver. Also,
I'm not. Black men don't cheat.
Exactly. Black men don't cheat. Ew, it's a messy situation, man.
Yeah, man. I just think, man. There's too much fuckery, bro. Like, what does my personal life have to do with my... You hired me to do a job. I'm doing the job.
Mm. Hey, bro, we've got a GBV thing going on in the country. It's a huge crisis.
No, that I get. I'm not that 100% with
okay,
you.
So we're talking about the cheating thing. And
yeah, what? I'm talking about now. It seems like as a celebrity, no matter... I could be driving drunk, right? Get caught. I have to get fired.
Yeah, because you're being reckless.
You understand?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll say you brought the company's name into disrepute.
100%. And they're going to get public scrutiny. Like, how can you employ a drunkard or whatever?
Of course. Mm. Because now you're a public figure. People look up to you. And you're supposed to do good.
Hey, we should
learn from you. Manje?
I've always said you're dumb if you want to choose a celebrity as a role model.
Mm.
Like... celebrities are not your role model, guys. Celebrities are human. Like with Thabo Small, for example, the fact that the man had to make a video to justify, he almost didn't justify, but the fact that he had to make a video to people to explain why he's having casual sex when single. Because he's a celebrity. Celebrities are human too. I mean, really, people must stop this thing of, hey, you're a role model, hey, whatnot. Who doesn't have casual sex when they're single? Who? And why should a celebrity now not have casual sex because they're single? He did not cheat on anyone. He did not rape anyone.
But
he didn't
apparently cheat. Wasn't it also that he was cheating because he had a girlfriend? That's what Zoda said.
No, at that time he said he didn't have a girlfriend. Zotta was just being spicy.
Oh.
But people must stop selecting. Yes, you can say Mac G is my podcast, you know, hero. I like what it does on the podcast.
Because
when these lights go off and these mics are off, you don't know what he gets up to. You can't select him to be your role model. You know, choose someone you know personally, your mom or someone. Leave celebrities to live their lives. They're human too.
Yeah, but I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Going into a space where as a celebrity, you can't do no wrong.
Imagine, dog. And all you want to do as a celebrity, you didn't choose to be a celebrity. All Tabo wants to do is smack drums and bums. Right? That's it. He didn't elect to be role model, to be the Pope, and not do any wrong.
Okay, so let's say your gambling issue, right?
Yeah.
Now we get, as the podcast network, we get public scrutiny saying we must get rid of you because of that.
Yeah.
What do we do?
But how is it affecting the podcast?
That's what I'm saying.
How is it affecting, like, if I still...
Because you're a public figure.
How then if I...
You're a celebrity to someone.
Maybe three people illegal. Come out saying that, hey, you are bakweleta, hey, you are now ibuyisa imali because of your gambling issue, you know, whatever.
So, old gambling issue.
Yes,
and
old
then people
issue.
Start sending tweets saying, "Hey, well, how can you employ a scammer? Why are you still working with Saul? Mm. He's portraying a bad image to people,
bringing the podcast into disrepute."
Yeah, what do we do? Do we let you go?
No. You don't let me go.
But that's what I'm saying. Or that's what we're heading. We're like, now you can't do any wrong. No matter how big or small.
Nah, bruh. People are people. We are fallible. We make mistakes.
Okay, what?
And celebrities are not an exception.
Okay, as a celebrity right now, what can you do and get away with it? Not get fired. Not lose your bag.
Oh, not much.
Not
the
exactly.
Reality is not much. The
exactly.
Reality is not much.
Exactly. Mm. And it's not even up to you. Because someone might deem drinking and driving. To us, it might be like, we're just drinking and driving. It's not a big deal. But someone can come out and say, I lost my parents due to this. This is very irresponsible.
That's true.
So, moral of the story, don't be a celebrity.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
No, pretty much.
It's fucked up, man.
It's pretty much, man. It is messed up.
Yeah. You know, I feel like we're preaching a lot on this episode, eh?
It's quite a deep one.
Did we preach, guys? No, we didn't tell anyone.
We're preaching
anyone.
A lot, ne?
Yeah. No, 50-50,
not preaching.
We didn't say, hey, don't do this. Hey, don't do that. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. We just made our opinions known. And that's it. We didn't
shit,
preach.
Man. We only spoke about two things. We're already hitting an hour.
Nah, let's cup the others.
Yeah.
What else did you want to talk about?
Messi's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what
Messi's
a mess.
Gone. Barcelona. It's
going
weird.
To PSG, eh?
Yeah, it looks like he's going. Mm. It's not confirmed, but it's almost as good as confirmed. Mm. Barcelona couldn't have kept Messi. He wanted to stay. Barcelona wanted him to stay, even though it's costing him a lot. And also, there's these like wage caps, and they were going to go over it had they kept him, so they had to let him go.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, it was just way too expensive, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't understand why the guys are scared to go to the English Premier League, man.
Yeah.
Who's scared to play?
Oh, shit. I actually got an email from last week's episode, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Achilla sent us this. Hi, my name is Tandy. I live in Manchester, England. I watch your show all the time.
Hi, Tandy.
I'm Achilla, and I've converted a lot of my friends to Chillas. On episode 272, Saul spoke about a medium who was so accurate with her reading. Is it possible to share context of that medium, please? Being in a foreign country and having parents and family dying and everything falling apart at the same time, one needs some clarity or answers of some sort of connection with the ancestors. I've spent over £800. How much did you spend, Saul?
350.
Hey,
350 rand.
I took my Sasa money and I, you know, hooked up the medium.
£800 so far for that's telephonic readings, Sasa consultations with a few South African psychics that I found online, and no one has told me anything tangible. They all tell me about spiritual warfare and that I have to pray, which I don't mind doing, and I do every day, but that's not what I want to hear when I pay for consultation.
You got scammed.
Damn, $800, eh? Pounds, eh?
Even worse, it's pounds.
Sure.
Pounds?
I'm desperate to connect with my parents. Saul, can you please give me the medium's details? P.S. MacG, please don't read my email live on the show. Please, Pella, when I was out. My WhatsApp number is +44.
Hey! Cheers! Manchester! All right, guys, I've been getting a lot of SMSs, a lot of inbox. Over like 200.
Wow.
Both on WhatsApp, on Twitter. and Instagram.
Yeah.
On if you want the medium's contact details, I have pinned them on Twitter.
Okay.
People on Instagram, it's on Twitter. I've pinned it on Twitter. Please don't DM me about like the medium. It's because I can't pin it on Insta, but I have on Twitter. And please, if you want my phone number, don't ask the medium for my phone number. People ask the medium for my phone number.
So they call the medium.
They call the medium like, hey, how's it? You're the medium?
So they could have just said, Saul, can I have your number? Instead of, Saul, give me the medium's number.
Simple.
How?
But she's a medium. Can't she tell who's calling?
How?
For what reason? He's not true caller. He's a medium.
Oh, it's a he.
Yeah, it's a he.
Oh,
it's a he and he's black. People are expecting a white lady.
Yeah.
No, it's not a white lady or an Indian lady. Oh. It's a he and it's black.
Or you can call 081-474-0632. Neo will answer. He'll tell you to pray. Then you can send the £800.
Oh, okay.
I'm starting a business now.
Yeah.
I get it not rocking, so we might as well rock other people.
Okay. You need to get Neo laid, man. For real.
Neo, when last did Neo get laid? I'm concerned, bro.
Yo.
What's no limb?
Spider web.
There's a spider web down there.
Yo.
Oh, doesn't Coley have a sister or something? Coley Faga, doesn't she have a sister?
How would I know? I don't see it, but how's your sister doing, Coley? I don't know.
No, we gotta get Neo laid.
Yeah, get Neo laid.
But
man.
Okay, does Neo want to be laid?
Yes, Neo needs
to be
laid.
You need to get laid.
I've seen this camera's been shaky a bit. Okay, I got an idea. No. Let's do a space after this show.
Yeah.
We'll have Neo part of the space and just chat to different ladies who want to smash Neo.
Oh, I like that.
Eh?
Yeah, don't
you like that,
Neo?
When I get you laid, no, don't worry, boy.
Leg, boy.
Hey, what's up, your boy?
Yeah. You'll finally move out of Pretoria. He's the like only guy in the crew who doesn't want to move out of Pretoria and come closer to work. Because you're a good acquaintance with Capital Inn. Huh? No, man.
Because then, should you do that?
No, I want to hear Neo say consent to it. Because, hey, we don't want problems.
Oh, yeah.
No, so this must go on.
He doesn't have problems.
You want, we must find Neo somewhat so Neo can be late.
Yeah, he said yes. He said yes.
It is what it is.
Big booty, what do you want? Eh? No, my in, boy. At this rate.
I'm not type, but I know my in. No, my in.
What do you guys think about those guys that show their face on Zoom? Fuck, those guys are annoying. Yo.
Then they ask everyone to show their face.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be talking to a blank picture.
Overachievers, those ones, I tell
you. We're here to communicate.
Because they
dressed
up. We're
here to model.
Because they took a bath. It's those ones who take baths to go to
and prepare the background. The encyclopedia is in the back, so you better see them that I'm living soft and
you know
I'm
what I mean?
Prepared. Dude, like, this place is a mess. I'm not trying to show my face or anything here.
No, I'm trying to not show you. I promised to move. That's our problem.
Let's eat. I've got his eaters. I've got pots. Dude, I'm not trying to show all of that, man.
And you know, some people don't understand Zoom because they'll actually zoom into Zoom in.
Do they?
Yes! It's a thing. You're not safe.
You know my worst experience with Zoom? My son, they were having Zoom classes. Now imagine kids. This is a grade one kid. From 7:30 until 1:00. Imagine. Like if you sit there, because sometimes as a parent, you have to sit there, help them. Okay, the teacher says, now open your this, open to go to this page. And the kids, one kid will be going in, ma'am, can I go into the toilet? Okay, no problem, you can go. Like it's stupid questions. Like, I suffered through those.
But the worst Zooms are with Saul. His network, I don't know what's happening in Hillbro. Mara, your network is terrible.
And I remember logging into that Zoom. Yeah. There's one specific Zoom. We're doing some webinar, radio, whatever webinar.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking I'll just be black. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not expected to light the camera up. Then white guys like, Saul, we can't see you. Oh, now I'm like, I need to run around the house. I need to find a good angle. Okay, couch, corner, sharp.
And you look so uncomfortable. I saw you there.
You saw me. And you can't hear him.
And my phone was cracked before I replaced my screen. So my front camera, there's a crack running through it, so it shows like it's got water. Exactly. Yeah. So now all along, I was using the front camera.
Yeah.
And now I wasn't seeing myself. I'm just looking into the camera. I'm not seeing everybody else, but I'm acting like, I got this. I'm like, we're good. We're here. And it was my headphones. It was actually, network is good. It was my headphones.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Hillbro network is good, dog.
Yeah.
Even when we did that space, you know, there was a time it also,
on tonight's space, finding S for Neo, right? I will be fine. Trust me, I've learned not to use headphones.
Yeah.
Oh, just the phone itself is fine.
And it's no longer cracked.
Hmm?
I sing the phone.
No, it's not this cracked. My phone is fine. My phone is 100% fine now. Oh, okay. It's fine.
Are you guys watching Survivor?
Survivor!
Yeah. Oh, I used to be a fan, though.
What happened?
I'm still a fan. You know I'm the biggest Survivor fan.
Is it?
Survivor!
Yeah!
Don't you wish to go there, though?
Ah, fuck, I'd love to, man. Survivor explains life, dog. Survivor!
Survivor!
Survivor's the shit.
I mean, if you've seen like 5 seasons of Survivor, you're good. Like,
that's what I said about Big Brother.
Before you came.
Before you came. You know, I wasn't watching Big Brother till I joined Big Brother, right?
Are you one
till
of
I
those?
Auditioned for Big Brother.
So you actually didn't know what you were going into?
I didn't watch. I knew because I watched the first season of Big Brother Africa, won by Keegan, I think, South African colored guy. Mm. That's it. I didn't watch Survivor. And I told them, I mean, Big Brother is like Survivor. I didn't watch Big Brother. I just went in there.
So would you do Survivor now?
I auditioned for Survivor Africa, South Africa. They didn't take me.
Oh, shit, for real?
Like you 2 months ago. Yeah, actually, I had my audition tape. I don't think you emailed them. You used the portal. It's a cool ass.
You had one?
I forgot. I could have used the portal.
Yes. On their website to upload. You can't save it.
So
yeah.
You don't email it. Yeah. If you email it, I would have had it. Yeah. I had very cool. I forgot. I had a very cool, funny audition.
There's a guy they voted out on this season, Survivor, because he was eating too much. eating all the food. Sugar cane. You'd have one sugar cane for himself.
And then in that space, you have to divide and share. Like, yo.
Yeah.
Jesus, he was finished eating the sugar cane. Umaba. When they dealt with him, it was mob justice. Vote this one out. Look at Umaba. Mob justice.
But this season is dope, man. There's a black guy playing really well. Tyson.
Oh.
Yeah, he's in charge of who's getting voted out, but he's quiet. So no one can see he's a threat.
Yes, those are the guys.
Yes.
You always find like the people are trying to assert their leadership, right? The people are always trying to like be the loudest, assert.
You'll get voted out
very fast.
Day one.
Yeah. Don't do that.
The alpha male.
Don't do that.
Back. Like, steer it from the back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Steer it from the back.
Yeah.
Listen to everyone.
Yes.
You know, it's like, share
everything
your opinion.
Is sure, my king. Okay. Yes, my king.
Yeah. My king. Thank you.
but Tyson's playing, man. Fuck. Yeah. But have you noticed they always choose, like, the same black guys? It's the black guys that speak well. Yeah. And are very lawny. It's never
and athletic, right?
Yeah, it's never a guy from the hood.
Nah.
Yeah, but dude, guys on the hood don't watch Survivor, guys.
Oh, come on. Survivor's the biggest reality show
in the biggest, world. It's the biggest, but yeah. It is. But
after,
I'm just like,
after Idols, maybe.
How many guys are they actually putting out their audition tapes?
She's right, because that's why it's on Mnet, not in Zanzi.
We are born?
Or Moja Love.
No, Moja Love. SABC 3 Survivor, guys.
Those are the old ones. And SABC 3 is equivalent. It's
yeah, true. It's the burp of SABC.
PH&M Lee Pep.
You know how rich people are? It's because it's like, oh, you know what? Struggling sounds like a fun activity. Whereas as black people, it's like, no, we've struggled. Like, we don't need to put
ourselves through that. I've been a survivor my whole life.
Exactly.
We've been rationing food at home my whole life. I ain't trying to go and ration food. You know,
guys, I grew up eating umoba, like, honestly. So, you want to go to her island to go? No, it's not.
But imagine if they had a Kasi dude in Survivor, bro. That'd be a game changer.
I would never survive, man, because of the eating thing. Because I was eating in Big Brother.
For real.
Like, I ate. Like, people, like even now at a mall, if I go to, like, Chris Hardin Force, someone who I'm like, nah, I'm not going to call you Big Brother. Always. Let's sit and prepare food. And then, it's not like Survivor where, you know, if you're out of food, they give you food. It's not like a whole thing of, you got to ration food or whatever. So I'd never
survive. They give
survive.
You food? Who gives you food?
Big Brother. They gave us food. Like,
oh, yeah. No,
it was all his food.
I'm thinking Survivor.
Did you ever see Big Brother?
Oh, yes, I did, actually.
What is it?
At the after party. Ah, it's just some young guy. Like, maybe he was 35 then. Just normal young dude. And funny enough, I bumped into him at Eastgate.
Yeah.
Like, 4 or 5, down in 2017.
Yeah.
You know, like, Oh, then I bumped into him at Brahm again. He was working with Jube Jube on a show.
Oh.
Like, back then, I don't know if it was. It wasn't New York, Jordan. The first show Jube Jube did when he came out of prison. Or they were brainstorming. No, they were shooting in Brahm. Yeah, nice, relaxed guy. Never say he's Big Brother.
Wow.
But they've changed them, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah, they've changed them a few times, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shit, man.
So, like, Ghost Lady is like a Big Brother, actually. I operate like a Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
You are, actually, right? Yeah. Everybody knows your face, but not your your voice, but not your face. Yeah.
You know what I'd struggle with if I were to go to a Survivor?
Right.
Ash bugs. I'm scared of, like, creepy crawlies.
That's normal. That's standard. For us village boys, we eat that shit. That's dinner.
Ooh, I know this. For me, creepy crawlies.
So you wouldn't eat neme neme?
What's neme neme?
The flying what?
The ones that you fry.
You fry. Those insects that fly after, you know, after it rains, and then they fall. They just scatter with their.
You eat those things?
Yeah, you fry them. They're delicious, bro. Tastes like chicken.
And those. How many of them do you need to eat to get taste? Aren't those things like really tiny?
Yeah, like a lot.
Say Saul who likes to eat.
I don't know those things. Yeah, but aren't they tiny? Like, how do you get taste from something so small?
You get like a lot. You fry them. You can hoist some spice if you want.
Neme neme.
Neme neme.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, delicious.
Wow. Hey, that ziggy, don't fry it.
My parents even used to say they used to eat those things, like when they were still
eating soup. For reference.
Because
Neslung has a Nas.
You guys don't eat neme nemes here.
Does anybody know neme neme, guys?
Guys are neme neme.
Tato knows.
Guys are pub. Let me Google neme neme.
You can't. You're not going to find anything with neme neme. I'm sure that's not a word.
Yeah, here it is. There we go. There. Neme-neme. Check. See, this is when they're fried.
Did you just Google neme neme?
Yeah, now it came up. These are them. Neme-neme. You see?
Say, check neme neme.
Oh, I'm afraid you can't eat that.
You can. You take away the wings, and then you take away the head.
Wait,
you fry them.
Are they not called in Kulungwan?
Yeah. These things are delicious.
Nah, dog. Anything with wings that you can't eat, you can't eat it, man. Neme neme.
Yeah.
Man, man, man. bro, I can't eat that. So how do you buy it? So you don't buy it, you collect them yourself. You
get them. Especially after it's raining. So they attract the light. So you just switch on the light, they attract the light.
Those things.
Yes.
And they called what?
Pepetwan.
Pepetwan is like a butterfly. Pepetwan. Pepetwan is a butterfly, man.
Hey, this is how Corona started, eh?
It's like a what? Like moth to a light or whatever. A moth, yeah, like moth to a light.
Yeah.
It's a moth, I think.
But he just said.
He just said.
My name and name is he's been squeezing.
Yeah, he's squeezing. All right, cool. Ass.
Wow, man.
Milky.
Milky ass.
In the morning, they don't have wings
anymore. Wait, grab a mic, thing. We gotta hear.
You know what?
What are you saying?
This is how.
Start with the milky ass, dog. Let's take it way back into the milky ass.
What are you saying?
I'm saying the insect or whatever you were talking about, ne?
Yeah.
That flies at night. Light apparently attracts it.
Yes.
So, tinage lang pumakon.
Zigcwala when magnetile imvula.
Yes.
That's what he said. In the morning, they don't have wings anymore because they've been flying too much.
Yes.
That's when it's easy to grab them. And when you grab them, we squeeze the ass. It has like a milky substance.
Wait. He lost me. You grab the ass, bro.
The body, the back of the body.
So you assault these things. You sexually assault these poor things that can't even fly away because now they don't have wings. And what happens when you squeeze the ass? They've got a what ass?
Milk. A milky substance. Milky ass.
Hey, it's a milky ass. Why are you squeezing the asses, bro?
No.
Okay, but they just throw them into oil. But why are you squeezing the ass?
And who came up with, like, we gotta squeeze this ass?
You're like, hey, let's squeeze this ass. Let's see what happens when you squeeze the ass of an insect. Ha, ubis. Wow.
Ay.
Jeez. Yuck.
Oh, shit. We out of here, man. Ghost lady.
No, it's been another great show, guys.
Yeah. What do you want to say?
Keep on sanitizing and just take care of yourselves.
Oh, did you see? We can now withdraw cash at any ATM, man.
Oh, yeah. The charges.
I thought we were closing. I thought we were done.
No, I just saw there's some stuff I wanted to talk about.
You saw Roland. You saw Roland Schoeman?
Oh, yeah.
Roland Schoeman now wants to be Minister of Sports and Culture.
Oh, but he didn't. No, he didn't.
No, he was not in the cabinet reshuffle.
Oh, okay.
He's just one of the greatest swimmers we've ever had. And he put, I mean, we know Zakes also said he could do a great job. And between Zakes and Roland, I'd go for Zakes. But I don't know Roland like that. And we know Zakes. We've had a conversation with
him. Maybe Roland wants it, like, maybe sports. He could be the Minister of Sports then. They can work together.
Why? Is it separate? Is it one thing?
Yeah, it's arts and culture and sports.
I think sports is big enough to have its own thing and arts and culture its own thing.
So Roland can handle the...
In the Ministry of Finance, who'd you have, Bonang or Piltusi?
Bonang.
Nah.
Bonang knows how to make money. But they both do, man. It's tough, eh?
But they know how to spend money. That's another problem. But anyway, yeah.
You're right.
I'd have Piltusi.
I'd have Bonang.
Because I feel like she's responsible. Having children, you know, handling a family. Oh, then she'll understand
I see.
How about Minister of Communications? Zoro Obantu or Babes Otumo?
Communication.
Because they're all snitches.
Zodwa, actually, yeah, of course she's a snitch.
Zodwa, because Zodwa tells the truth. I love straight up truth. Yeah. Like, yeah, I would have Zodwa.
Zodwa, yeah.
Because she's just straight up, like, will tell the truth.
However,
it's delivered, but it will, she will say it.
Exactly.
Minister of Tourism, Saralanga or Mamkize?
You are. Tough, eh?
They like to travel, huh?
Hey, Saralanga
will buy the whole department.
No, Saralanga, bro.
Saralanga, eh?
Just based on youth.
Okay.
But they're both well traveled.
Yeah,
Saralanga.
And Minister of International Relations. Are you going for Tuso Mbetu or Nomza Mbata?
Tuso Mbetu.
Tuso.
Yeah, I'll go for Tuso too, dog. I'll go for Tuso.
Tuso.
And Sol, what are you Minister of? This is my cabinet, if you haven't noticed, by the way.
Oh.
I'm reshuffling.
You're reshuffling.
What would I be Minister of, man? Give me a ministry.
Of?
Give me a ministry.
Of.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Take them to school.
My first project is...
Neo?
Neo project. Neo project.
Operation.
Operation Neo. Nye everyone. All over. No. That's an A. Gosh.
Oh, shit. All right, cool, man. Let me make some announcements before we go. Grandeur, yes, we're giving away a Grandeur hamper for one lucky lady out there.
Yes.
We're going to give away a nice Grandeur hamper.
Why lady?
because it's Women's Month.
It's Women's Month. Yeah. It's Women's Day.
Yeah. In celebrating Women's Day, all you got to do is SMS Chiller to 33282. We'll announce the winner next week. So yeah, if you want to win that hamper, it's got great things for women.
Yes.
And you're going to love it. Also, Granger is now available at Mall at 55.
Mall at 55?
Yes. Oh. The tops by you there.
Yes. Yes. The one I tried.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah. Successful.
Yeah, we are now there. We're also there at Tops Clayville, Tops Soshanguve, Tops Roslyn. Obviously, we want to take a lot. And yeah, for our patrons, we haven't done anything for our patrons in a while.
Because
Mash was too busy getting laid.
Ooh.
And not sharing the pussy. Share the pussy, bro. Come
so
on.
I'm thinking we put up this Java interview only for Patreons.
Yeah.
Is and members.
Cool? Is he cool with it?
Yeah, he's chilled.
Oh, nice.
Finally, he came around.
Yay.
He said, I can't put it up for, you know.
For everyone.
For everyone.
Well, we know people how they're going to do.
Yeah.
But okay. Yeah, not dope.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So we'll put it up for Patreons and
nice
members only. Ne?
Members only and patron members.
There. Yeah, we'll put up this Java interview. Fuck, I did that like
what happened to Amanda Black? Because I remember you asked Achilles to send in some question and then she postponed. What happened to that?
She postponed on the day. I don't know.
On the day?
Yeah. Just cancelled, ne?
Yeah, postponed. Well, I don't know if it's canceled.
She dropped an album. She was crying yesterday because she did an interview with Sunday World.
For real.
And they misquoted her. Yeah. Apparently, she went through mental health issues.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And they misquoted her on that. Such a sensitive thing.
Damn.
And she was crying yesterday that, hey, you guys misquoted me, misrepresented me. This is not how I said or how I put it.
Yeah.
You know, and then I was like, our platform is still open.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Did cancel on the day, but we're still here. Young black owned platform. You tell your story. We don't change the narrative. We don't try to paint you in a certain way. You know what I mean? I hope she doesn't
cancel. We don't
edit
anything. You know? I'm just saying we don't edit anything.
We don't edit anything, man. I don't get why you cancel us and go to Sunday World. I mean, they're
maybe
a great
she was busy, bro. You know these people are busy.
On the day.
Yeah, maybe she missed booked. But double booked.
Oh yeah, maybe, yeah. Okay, but
I don't
still,
think
yeah?
she's like more Casper and them who don't want to come
funny
at
vibes.
All.
Yeah, true.
I don't
true.
Think that.
No, but remember what happened, even with Jazik. He's a nice guy who wants to come on. Sometimes it's maybe a manager saying.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think it's that deep. I think maybe they double booked.
Okay,
I think
cool,
we'll
man.
Yeah.
Then we're still here to correct you know, the misrepresentation that she has experienced. We're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. We're out of here. Podcast and chill.
Boom. Did you see?
Did you say what?
I'm saying the petrol price.
Oh, yeah, I had that, eh? I had that as part of my content.
Is it?
But I was like, fuck, who cares? Petrol went up, man. So
up.
What?
It's crazy. 18 Rand, though. That's why I'm catching a lip.
Shit, man.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.